Restoring My Soul, Wednesday the 5th of November, The Name of the Father and the City. Summarising the next steps on the pathway of salvation, the Apostle John recounted that when Jesus appeared to his disciples on the day of his resurrection, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Jesus breathes on a believer through the ministry of his word. By breathing on them, Jesus writes the name of the Father upon them, indicating that they belong to the Father. He also writes on them the name of the city, the New Jerusalem, to which they now belong as part of the Church of the Firstborn. We know this because Jesus himself said to the Church of Philadelphia, "I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God. And I will write on him my new name." Note that writing the name of the Father and the name of the city of God on a believer is a separate step from Christ writing his new name upon them. Notably, Christ writes his name upon a believer after they have been sealed by the Holy Spirit. After Christ has written the name of the Father and the name of the city of God on the believer, they receive the Holy Spirit into their spirit, making them a temple of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit is now in them, in their spirit, as well as being with them, dwelling in their heart. When the Holy Spirit comes into the spirit of a believer, he seals them, ratifying that they belong to God the Father, and granting them a title deed to an inheritance or dwelling place in the heavenly city. This dwelling place is a heavenly body. It is their portion in the kingdom of heaven, revealed as the city of God, the New Jerusalem. It is the basis of their expression as a citizen of this heavenly city. The references used in today's devotions are John chapter 20 verse 22, Revelation chapter 3 verse 12, John chapter 2 verses 21 and 22, 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verses 19 and 20, and John chapter 14 verses 16 and 17. For further study, Revelation chapter 3.